Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime. For the short on time, as always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. And before we get started, as always, Olivia, it's great to have you back. I feel like it has been a few weeks. So super happy to have you here. How was your vacation? Tell me all about it.
Vacation was wonderful. I'm happy to be back. I know it seems like it's really been like 2 weeks since I've seen you. It's been a long time. And then got home, had to wrap up my last few weeks of school, had to take a final on Sunday. So got an A, moving on, one more semester, bear with me, listeners, and then we'll never be back in school again. But no, it's been good. Vacation was great. I had a wonderful time. It was a great birthday celebration and beautiful diving. So
that
I'm actually
awesome.
About to head out again. It's like I'm doing a late summer vacation.
So where are you going this time?
Well, we're just going camping, just the family. We're going camping, glamping in the campers.
Do you do that most Labor Day weekends, though, right?
Like, yeah, I feel like this is like our third or our fourth. This might be our fourth.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been, first of all, I'm glad that you had a great time on vacation. That was a great birthday celebration. And I just feel bad because, you know, like, you had gone on vacation and then came back and then I got sick and then you had to miss because you had your test and everything. So it really does. When it goes that many weeks, it feels weird not being like, hey, I haven't talked to Olivia.
So, I mean, I have spoken to you. I just have not seen your face.
Yeah. But it's just, it's different than normal. So I'm glad that you had a good time. And then for the listeners for next week, I know that we're back together finally, so Olivia is going to pre-record a story. That way, you know, we have something to drop for next week. It's not like one episode, then just back down to one of us again. So
I am taking another trip in a few weeks, but then that's it. Then I have nothing planned. Everybody travels June, July. You know, I just decided to go in August.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's like I said, you know, the kids going back to school and everybody's kind of busy right now with stuff. So
it's the best time for single people to travel.
Yeah. Well, we'll always make it work. So again, listeners, I'm sorry if you get a little bit more of just me than normal, but we're going to make it work. So, but I am happy that you're back because I was saying in the episodes when you're gone, like not really a lot of Gabby to do because it's just me by myself. So. Definitely glad to have you back. I'm excited to jump into a case with you. And it looks like you kind of brought a heavy hitter, just peeking at your notes here a little bit. So I don't know, you know, if you're kind of aching to get back into it, but what do you say? Should we go ahead and break down this week's case?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
This week is actually an interesting case because we are going all the way over to Pakistan.
I think this is our first time going to the Middle East for a case.
Yeah, but I just saw the title and I was like, oh, the world needs to know. The Check the Locks world needs to know.
Yeah, I was not familiar with any of this, so I'm excited to break it down with you and see what the listeners think.
In 1999, the city of Lahore, Pakistan, became the scene of one of the most horrific crime sprees in history. Javed Iqbal preyed on the city's most vulnerable children. These kids were from the streets, runaways, beggars, and even orphans. They were mostly between the ages of 6 and 16 years old. He lured them with promises of shelter, work, and even the simple kindness of a meal. But once inside his home, those promises turned into unspeakable horror. Iqbal would sexually assault the boys, strangle them with an iron chain, and then proceed to dismember their bodies. To cover his tracks, he disposed of their remains in vats of acid. And over the span of a single year, he took the lives of 100 boys, leaving behind a trail of suffering that was almost beyond comprehension. Now, the horror came to light in December of 1999 when Iqbal himself wrote a handwritten confession, sending it both to the police and the local newspaper. In it, he claimed responsibility for the murders and even explained his methods. Police quickly raided his home, and what they uncovered sent shockwaves across Pakistan. Investigators would find blood-stained walls and the chains he used to strangle his victims. There were photographs of children meticulously labeled with names and ages. They would even uncover acid-filled containers that held what was left of some boys' remains. The discovery set off the largest manhunt in the country's history. Iqbal managed to slip through the cracks for a short time, hiding in the drainage system tunnels and safe houses with the help of some teenage accomplices. Now, John, what would make a man do such heinous acts?
Yeah, this is really unsettling for a lot of different reasons, and I know we'll kind of get into a little bit more as we close everything out here, but, you know, just the thought of someone out here luring these vulnerable kids, you know what I mean? Like, I live in Nashville, man. You can go downtown. If you know where to go, you'll find camps of people, you know what I mean? And these are people who are disenfranchised. They have mental health issues. I've seen more than enough, you know, kids out there in those kind of camps and stuff like that too, you know what I mean? Where it's just like, these are people on the fringes of society who are already hurting in a certain way anyway. And so, you know, to take advantage of that and to be like, hey, like, you know, I'll give you a meal. You know, these kids are probably so excited. Like, somebody's finally showing me kindness and, you know, extending a hand to them. And then, you know, to have your life taken away that way, to be tortured and things of that nature. So I'm assuming that we've caught this guy, but I'm excited to see, you know, just exactly what happens to him, because I'm hoping he gets his just desserts for sure.
What'd you just say?
Isn't it just desserts?
Say it again.
Just desserts?
What are you saying?
Gets one's just desserts. Receives the appropriate reward or more usually punishment.
Can you like spell it? Write it.
Just desserts.
Just dessert. Like desserts that you eat.
Yeah. Just desserts.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah. It means like, oh shit, you like, I hope you get what you deserve. I hope you get your just desserts.
Okay. I might just, when you said it, that didn't register just desserts. I was like, what are you saying?
I was like, did I say something I wasn't supposed to say?
No, like, you just do a podcast with an illiterate moron. What did you just say? I'm like, what? Just say it again.
Yeah. Just desserts. And then just I was in my head, I was like, is it just desserts? I was like, that doesn't make sense.
I'm like, I have no idea what you're even saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just desserts.
Just desserts. It sounded fine when you said it. I just didn't know what you said.
Throw it in there. Next time somebody cuts you off in traffic, like, I hope you get your just desserts.
Okay.
I might leave that in. I don't know.
Feel free. What did you say?
What did you say?
At least put it on a blooper.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about who this guy was. Javed Iqbal was born in 1961 into a wealthy Pakistani family. He grew up privileged, the sixth of eight children. His father financed his ventures, providing him with a steel recasting business and even gifting him with a home that had a swimming pool. Outwardly, he was a successful businessman with multiple ventures, including a video arcade and a school. Yet beneath this respectful facade, a darker side had long been festering. He had already been faced with sodomy accusations in the 1980s and the early 1990s, but was never convicted. Later, analysts would describe him as a psychopath and a megalomaniac. On December 30th, 1999, Iqbal calmly walked into the offices of the Daily Zhang newspaper and identified himself. "I am Javed Iqbal, killer of 100 boys," he said. choosing to surrender to avoid being shot by the police in the streets. He was swiftly put on trial, where he faced 100 counts of murder and child sexual abuse. In a shocking decision, the judge initially sentenced him to die exactly as his victims had. The ruling ordered that he be strangled with the same chain he had used. Then his body would be cut into 100 pieces and dissolved in acid in front of the victims' families. But thankfully, human rights groups and government officials quickly intervened, overturning the grotesque sentence in favor of a standard death penalty. Before the sentence could be carried out, Javed Iqbal's story came to a mysterious and abrupt end. And in October of 2001, he and an accomplice were found dead in their prison cells, supposedly hanged with bedsheets. Yet the autopsy reports revealed signs of blunt force trauma, raising questions about torture and foul play. His body was never claimed by his family. His crime served as a haunting reminder of the vulnerability of forgotten children and the catastrophic failures of the system that was meant to protect them. So that's this week's case. A little gruesome, but I had to share.
Yeah. So first and foremost, I have said before, I am not a huge fan of the death penalty, but there is something about this case where I'm like, yeah, man, you don't mess around in other countries.
No.
You know what I mean? Because part of me is like, yeah, you know what? Choke that guy out in front of the victim's families and then do what he did. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but think of the trauma that would be caused by the families just watching, you know?
No, 110%.
I mean, I get like it, I said, the anger. The anger's there. Like, yeah, do it. But it's like, oh, gosh, yeah. No.
Well, it really is like an eye for an eye kind of society. You know what I mean? And again, if you step back, like, well, like, of course, like all you're doing is traumatizing the victims more. And, you know, but still there is a part of my core outside of like the rational, but the more emotional is just like, yeah, man, do exactly to that guy what that guy did to all these innocent kids.
Yeah.
Cause it was 100 of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. I mean, this is like the Candyman, but worse.
Yeah. 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 This is the Pakistani Candyman.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw this. I was like, this is like another country's Candyman.
Yeah, it is. It is just, and again, I think it just goes to speak to the vulnerability of that community, right? In these kids, it's like you can just take them off the street and nobody, I mean, if you kill 100 kids, like, that's just so many people, you know what I mean? And to think that like you were able to do this and the only reason that you were caught was because you turned yourself in. I think it just speaks to like the fact that people, you know, don't really go looking for these people in this lifestyle, you know, and it's sad.
Right. Well, if we're talking deadbolt tests.
Oh my God, this is a 10.
Okay, I mean, this dude is...
Yeah, this dude is just, he's a monster.
A monster. You know what I mean? Like a true monster.
Yeah, I do like that they Epstein'd him, though. You know what I mean?
It did.
It's like
they were hanged suicide. By sheets. No, he wasn't.
Yeah. He bashed his own head in before he was, you know, decided to commit suicide. Yeah. They straight up Epstein'd him. So, yeah, man, it's I don't know. And like I said, that's just a place in the world where they do not play around. Like, I forget what country it was, but you remember there was when we were little, maybe it was Singapore, but there was a guy who went and he had like spray painted some building or something, did some graffiti, and they caned him like on national television.
Oh, no, I don't know about this.
Yeah, he was an American citizen and he was over there visiting and they're like, you don't mess around, dude. And they caned him.
Oh,
and like broadcast it.
Yeah, no, so you behave in different countries. I mean, behave in the United States, but you behave in other countries.
Not me. I'm messing stuff up out in these streets.
All I had to do was watch Broke Down Palace one time and I will not break the rules in any foreign country.
Well, we were just talking about too, because I guess Amanda Knox has like another show that's coming out.
Yeah, and I saw it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah. Well, it is also one of those things where, like, I feel terrible for her, and I know she's been exonerated, but it's also one of those things that's like, how many shows do we need about the same experience kind of thing?
Right. Is,
you know, kind of the way that I feel about it. But I think this does lead into a good question, because Kara and I were talking about this. So if you were to go to prison in a foreign country, do you have like the top country you would like to go to prison in outside of the United States? Because I think the United States for me would actually be like a little bit lower.
You know, I haven't been to many countries, despite what most people probably think. But I feel like you got to be in like one of those peaceful countries. Iceland, Switzerland.
See, apparently.
I mean, it's going to be cold as shit, but I can't imagine them being mean.
That's what I was going to say is, you know, I looked it up and Norway, Germany, New Zealand, and the Netherlands are the countries with the most humane and progressive mm-hmm. prison systems.
Yeah.
So.
And New Zealand's ran by a woman. So that's an even.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, going to travel out of the country and mess around.
Pick
I feel like Germany has to do as like an apology. They're just like, well, you know, we've done some stuff. So we, even to our prisoners, we have to be nice, you know?
Right. Yeah. Those would be my guesses.
But that's what I told Kara. I was like, you know.
Gotta go where the people are nice.
Yeah. I'm not, you know.
I'm not going to
Russia with a vape pen, you know what I mean? End up in the gulag, but I'll mess around in New Zealand, just enjoy a little Kiwi jail, see how that goes.
You might have a koala bear as a jail cellmate.
Yeah, why not?
Or a massive freaking spider snake.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're digressing.
Yeah, but bringing it back to Iqbal, I mean, I would definitely put this at a 10. I mean, it's just... Like I said, I think there's a few generations that come where there is a monster like this. And, you know, we probably didn't hear about it because it did happen oceans and, you know, continents away. But, you know, I just think it really does show that there's monsters everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's a 10 for me for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with him. I put it at a 10. This is just too much.
Well, that is where we fall in the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia and I are both coming in at 10s. It's a big swinger coming back from vacation. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the killer of 100 boys, Javed Iqbal, fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at CheckTheLocksPod. You can find us on Twitter at CheckTheLocks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would absolutely love to get to know you, be able to spend some time with you. It was just our friend Lauren's birthday, so we got to celebrate that in the Facebook group.
Shout out.
I'm thinking I want to get a little birthday club going. I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to collect people's, you know, not like the year and all that stuff,
like, but
if people
want to,
you know, month and date, that way we can at least, you know, shout out people in the Facebook group and stuff like that. So, if you would like to be part of our amazing community, come hang out with us. We would absolutely love the opportunity to get to know you. And if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the podcast, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us out, throw us a few nickels, a couple dimes, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if you're listening to this podcast, and you were sharing it with anyone, just know that we appreciate you so very much. Again, that's how this show is going to continue to grow, which you tell people to listen. So if you have promoted us in any way, just know from the bottom of our hearts, it does mean the world to us. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you again next week.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.